Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Morning, families and friends. I thank God for you all just pressing your way, getting up on this Saturday morning. I know it was a challenge for some of you, my God, because I know some of you, you worked all week. Normally, usually, Saturday be your rest day, getting ready for your Sunday morning. Some of you, Saturday usually be your church day. Amen. You go into a place of worship. But nevertheless, we just bless the Lord for you, and I thank God for each and every one of you decide to just come on in and just go ahead and worship, continue to increase your worship with the Lord. And I'm telling you, saints of God, it will pay off, because at the end of the day, you got to continue to push no matter what time of day it is, no matter what day of the week it is. Amen. You just got to continue to press your way, because one thing about the adversary, he's always lurking. Amen. He don't look at the set. He don't look at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or what day this is. He always lurking. He always trying to find a way to pluck and bring attacks and come at God's people. So you got to be on your job as well. Amen. And it's just time for us, saints of God, we continue to be on our job. Not in the four walls. Amen. We do very good in the four walls, regardless if it's on a Saturday or regardless if it's on a Sunday. We do very good in the four walls. But when we get outside of the four walls, amen, that's where the attacks, and pretty much 99% of the task, that's really where they happen. Amen. He don't want to just do anything on your day of worship, because there's a lot of you there, and my God, you could be able to blast him up out of there. But it's just when you come out of it, your everyday, my God, in your home, on your job, my God, in your other places, my God, that the enemy love to come in and try to attack. And you just got to be on guard all the time. I bless God for each and every one of you, especially our partners all over the world. What faithful partners that we have. My goodness, you all just hanging on in along with us. You know, you just hanging on in along with us. You're loving it, you know. So it's just a motivation to just see our partners all over the world just want to just get into prayer. Just to see the different types of appetite, the different types of hunger. My God, it's just a very amazing to me just to see the different types of scales where individuals are at in a spiritual walk, amen, all over the world. My goodness. And I just bless God for each and every one of you, international waters. I thank God for you all. My God, you just keep my pushing and you keep hanging in there. My God, I know that it's a brighter day. My God is coming. might not after a while, but it's going to be right here. And you just keep pushing and you keep doing what you're doing. And I thank God for you all. You just keep going on and loving Christ. Amen. And just keep being faithful. You keep being faithful. I'm telling you right now, it will pay off. It will pay off. Keep obeying God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. The Bible says so. And I'm telling you right now, it will pay off. And I just thank God for each and every one of you here. My God Almighty in the United States of America, once press your way, families and friends at ADM, you're pressing your way. Amen. Thank God for you all as well. I know some of you, this has been a challenge, my God. And before we end, it's going to keep increasing because we have to challenge you, push you to the next place and to the next level, to the next level in your prayer life and your worship, seeking the face of the living God. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, what a beautiful thing once we get into that place and we get into that area with God to where we don't cause our flesh to come on a suggestion, where we don't submit to our own will anymore. Amen. Our human spirit, our will, we're not controlled which direction that or who we're going to submit to. Amen. Where our spirit is taking control, my God, of the walk of the walk with the Lord. Amen. We don't allow the work. We don't allow what I went through all week. We don't allow I'm exhausted. We don't allow I'm tired. My God, to prevent us to stand in a stable structure place. Now, this is the place right here where I just talk about so much. Amen. I talk about so much. It's just when you're tired, when you don't feel like you've been going hard, you've been ministering, you've been releasing. But it's the same thing with Adam and Eve. Amen. When Adam, when God used to meet Adam in the cool of the day, regardless of all the work they don't put into, he overcharged. He's in the garden and naming this and doing this, and he got all this work going on. But the Bible says that, you know, they met in the cool of the day. So regardless of whatever it is, they used to meet up in the cool of the day. So he had a set structure. He had a set time where he was meeting God. God had a set structure and a set time where he met Adam. Amen. It's just sometimes we get as saints of God, we feel as though we don't need no set structure. We don't need a set time. Amen. We feel as though we just could be all over the place, here, there, 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 here, there. Trust me, when you begin to seek God and you begin to, my God, commune with him, God is a God of straight up order. He is a God with unbreakable structure, my God, for the kingdom and seeking him. And I'm telling you right now, if you could really line up in that area with that structure and order, my God, you begin to see so much a differentness. You'll see so much a change into your spiritual walk, into your walk with God. It's just something about the enemy. He cannot stand an individual with structure. He cannot stand an individual that has order in their life. He cannot stand none of that. Amen. I'm going to show you how real quick thing. You could say, well, you know what? I'm going to set aside time at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, I'm going to set time. That's going to be my time to where my Bible reading coming in and where I'm going to start spending a little quiet time with the Lord. I'm shutting off the TV. I'm doing all this kind of stuff. Now, the first 2 days, you hit it. It worked. But all of a sudden, on that third and fourth and fifth day, it seems like, my God, the job want to hold you longer. It seems like everybody else, my God, got to pull you away. You need to come and help over here. It seems like you're getting in late. You got to get the dinner and everything. Need to settle down. It's like your body, all of a sudden, your body become even more tired. It just come very tired at that time now. But you never had no problem with it, amen. You never had any problem. Now something is coming upon you and different things like that. Because now you got two things that is coming at you. Well, number one, your flesh don't like to operate in order. Number one, your flesh like to do what flesh like to do. It like to do whatever it like to do to please the flesh. It just love to do anything it can do to please the flesh. Number two, the enemy, the money spirit, they don't like for you to be in order because it reminds them in heaven. It reminds them when it was in operation with the Lord. Amen. And they understand that the power of of order. They understand the power, my God Almighty, organization. They understand the power of structure. So trust me, they don't operate just all over the place. They operate with structure. They operate with order. Even right now, the enemy is planning for some of you. They got a set time and a set place in the near future where they want to launch out different attacks. They want to launch out different areas where they want to hit you at. Amen. They have a set time. They have a set place, my God, to where they want to launch out. Amen. Amen. They understand the power. They understand the strength. They understand, my God, the importance of walking in order. Heaven, that's how heaven operates, the same way. Amen. Heaven, you just ain't all loose and just say, well, today we just we're gonna chill out. We're gonna chill out by the Crystal River, you know. Today we're just gonna chill. You know what? Round about this time, we're gonna walk the streets that are paved with gold. Amen. We're gonna walk the streets, and that is the biggest area where the Christian community that we have to get in, have to get a part of our life and our daily regimen is structure, is order. Because the moment when structure and order comes in, it's like I don't know who they is. I don't know what that person is going to try to tell me what to do. I got this going on. I got that going on. We rebel. We buck. We kick against the prick when it's time for structure and order. But you got to understand, it will help you in your life. Order to be successful. A successful individual, they have success in their life because they have structure. They have order. Amen. You'll see they're just not all over the place. They just, y'all ain't going to tell me what to do. And the moment we get out of that sense of God, you'll see that your life will deliver. You'll see that your walk going to become, it's just going to become beautiful. Amen. You'll be seeing different blessings coming into your life. You're going to be seeing different things just be happening. You'll see spiritual growth. You'll be seeing you growing in the spirit and growing in with the Lord. Amen. You'll begin to see, my God, success spiritually and naturally begin to come into your life. You'll begin to see all that. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that's one thing that I want to pray this morning. Amen. But before I pray, I want to bring on our very own Pastor Smith. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Yeah,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.
There you go. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. I know you was just listening. We just talk about structure. We'll talk about order. And I just want to bring you on because for those that doesn't know, our new listeners, new followers, you know, Pastor Smith is a veteran. He is a veteran. Amen. And we thank God for him and his act of service and different things. And it's one thing that he can really lay into structure and order. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Smith. Go ahead and just tap into that a little bit, and we could give a little bit more structure and order for our life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what a lot of people don't know, Apostle, is that a lot of our organizations, big companies and organizations and corporations, excuse me, they're structured after the military and the different layers of how they operate and perform things in the orders that they follow, the precepts, standing operation procedures and things of that nature. So we have to do things, praise God, because, amen, we want to do it in efficiency. Amen. Amen, praise God. And when we go, we want to go in efficiency. We don't want to be chasing no rabbit trails, anything like that. So in the military, the structure is so important and so paramount. Amen. That everybody have the same mindset. Same mindset to have the same goal to reach the same objective in the military. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. My goodness, Pastor Smith, I want you to keep going. That was so good. Amen. Amen. The nugget you threw out, it was so good. Amen. The saints of God, you have to. And another thing, you know, that's one thing about the platoon and the group when they go out. Amen. They're going out as a unit, going out as a team. You know, five of us over here, two of you all, you decide to say, well, you know what? I want to look over there. Amen. You're going to give up the unit. You're going to give up the platoon. And so many of us, we are giving up our team or our brothers and sisters in the spirit as they begin to walk in the Holy Ghost and they're walking in the Lord to reach their purpose of success because we don't want to apply structure in our life. We don't want to apply order in our life. We want to feel as though we can do what we want to do and we can have this going on in our life. Let me tell you something. With a person, the Bible says unstable mind or unstable individual is unstable in all their ways. You know, that is not only dealing with the mind. That's also dealing with structure. That's basically talking structure. That's taking order. Amen. You don't have no structure. You don't have no order. You just all over the place. You know, you're very unstable. You're not focused. You're not in the area of direction. And a lot of us, my God, you might have a structure. You might have an order to where you're saying that, you know what? I've been in my place for 13 years. Great. I've been on my jobs for 40 years. You know what? Great. Amen. I've been this for doing this, but outside of that, you know, try to a relationship or try to work this way or go this area right there, you're very lacking, very low, amen, where it could be built up outside of that. And I'm challenging the body of Christ, and I'm challenging individuals, my God, I want you to try it for a season. My God, if you got a leader that you are up under, my God, and they call for and say, you know what, you all, let's pray at this time and that time. I'm challenging you, don't mumble, don't grumble, don't kick and say, I got to work, I got to do this. I'm challenging you, just try it. Try it for a season, amen. Try to walk with the platoon for a season because I realized and I found out when you begin to walk with your group and you have structure and order, you begin to have a structure prayer life and you have a structure prayer time and different things like that, and you begin to walk in, you walk in order, you'll find out you might not have a need right then, but you'll find out when the moment you have a need, but because you're walking with your platoon, you walking with your group, amen, you'll find out that my God Almighty, that facing that giant or facing that Goliath, it's going to be very easy because guess what? All of you on the same page, all of you on the same page, amen. Let me get ready to move on, but I want to hit this little area right here. I want to hit this little area right here. Rebellion, witchcraft, you know, rebellion, you know, control. It's like, my God, you stepping on like a witchcraft spirit, a witchcraft spirit. Is that a witchcraft spirit that is trying just enter into different doors in the body of Christ? Absolutely. It enters doors into your local church all the time. It's trying to show its face in its local place all the time. What do you mean? Well, at the end of the day, when you come and you join into a place or join into a leadership or organization, be your local church and you connect with it, amen, you are connecting with it, the movement of that organization. You are connecting with the movement of that local church and what's going on. So if the local church or the leaders, my God, call forth different things, and yes, it's for you as well, guess what? You don't be there. You're not present. Amen. And you know you could have been there. You just decided to do something else. You operating in the spirit of rebellion. You operating in the spirit of witchcraft. So now you are, my God, so now you are touching your own blessings and you touching your own life. My God, it's better not to make a sacrifice than make one and don't keep it. It's better not to make a vow than make a vow and don't keep it. Amen. We get so excited in different things to where we're not realizing our own actions. Same thing in the body of Christ in the church. My God, you got somebody over the women's department, somebody over the man's department, and say, well, all the man's that is belong to this ministry or to this section, all the women's belongs to this ministry and this section. We need you present. We got prayer. We got this and thing like this. I don't feel like doing that. I got my own prayer time. I got my own that. Well, you just operated in the spirit of rebellion. You just operate in the spirit of rebellion, and guess what? You are borderline for the witch-like spirit to enter into you now. So now you're finna get ready to be upon an operation. Not only are you operating in rebellion, now you're finna get ready to be on operational control of a demonic spirit. Why? Because you don't want to have structure. You don't want to have order. No one can tell you nothing. Amen? No one can say nothing to you. And the number one way that we're going to begin to deal with the Lord, we're going to deal with the Lord with each other, with individual. You got to be careful with the ones that floating around, my God, floating around on the clouds all the time and say, you know what? I hear the Lord a lot through Pastor Smith. I hear the Lord a lot through Pastor Lex Smith. I hear the Lord a lot through my wife, and I want to send a shout out to her this morning as well. I hear the Lord a lot through individual just in some normal conversation. I hear the Lord speak a lot, amen? I hear the Lord speak more through people because I just decide to hush up, listen, and just hear what they said, my God, then I do when I'm by myself and in my private time. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, we got to get into this place, and once we get into this place as a unit, we get in this place as a structure group, let's get these different doors out of my life, because a lot of us, you know, let's get different doors, shut these different doors before we can begin to walk. Amen. And let's get rebellion out of here, because rebellion is one of the number one spirit that is high itself, and it takes and it taking over the body of Christ. It taking over platoon. It taking over your unit. It taking over your life. And we trying to figure out where this spirit is coming into our life and just keep sucking the living life out of us and hide it. It's the spirit of rebellion. And it's a lot of times it's in your local church. Amen. My God, when the last time you went on a fast with your church family? And other than you just saying, well, God called me on this fast, and I got to go on this fast because the Lord already got me on this fast, and I got to get on out here. So I don't know what they're talking about, and whatever they're talking about, I'm already on it. Well, God didn't ask you that. When you got your local family and you connected to a local movement, it is your job, your obligation as a structured individual and as an individual that committed, amen, you committed one verbally, two by your action, and you gave it to the Lord, commission, oh, this is my movement and this is where I'm going here and this is who I'm linking up and this is where I'm submitting to. You don't commit it to it, and now it's all about your movement. Now it's all about what you got going on. Now it's all about your growth. Now it's all about you. You know, it's not all about unity. It's not all about your brother and sister. It's not all about what's taking place. And that's what the enemy began to launch out into the body of Christ. Now you got individuals all by themselves. They're trying to be faithful. They're trying to stay steadfast. They're trying to hold on. They're trying to do this here, but they're seeing all this rebellion, all this kind of stuff, and get individuals frustrated. Amen? When the last time you've been on a consecration? When the last time you've been in your women's meetings? When the last time you've been in your man meetings, amen? When the last times you've been in a movement or you supported the youth department in your local church? When the last time you obeyed the pastor and you just walked with the pastor in unity of the different instruction that they release out, amen? When the last time you were faithful to a corporate prayer movement that your local church or your local place had going on? If many of us, my God, many of us, we look at our 9-to-5 job, and a lot of us, we faithful to that. And the reason why we faithful to that, because we understand the consequences that going to come when we are not faithful to our 9-to-5. We understand that we need that 9-to-5 because that 9-to-5 is releasing something in our life. We understand that that 9-to-5, my God, it probably pays $10 an hour, $15 an hour, $20 an hour. How much? That 9-to-5, I need that 9-to-5 because it's taking care of some areas in my life and taking care of my home. This is how I pay my bills. Well, saints of God, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for that 9-to-5 or it wasn't for that set timing that we put in for the Lord, you probably would not have the grace and you probably would not have the 9-to-5 upon you. How do I know that? Me and my wife, we deal with business and we deal with tough decisions that we got to make. We deal with tough decisions behind the scenes. And you know what? A person that is trying, a person that is faithful, a person that, you know what, they faithful, good attitude, they have the great temperaments, my God, that type of person, that type of person, when tough decisions come, we want to look at that type of person and make sure that that person got a chance and got an opportunity in life. Because they're faithful, because they're doing everything that they can. They will follow in the rules and regulations. You don't have to worry about rebellion on them. You don't have to worry about it. You go to them and you tell them, say, hey, I need your help for something. They ain't looking at you and rolling their eye. Say, y'all ain't paying me for that. That ain't in my job description. That ain't in me. You know, y'all ain't paying me for that. But they humble down and say, okay. So what they doing in their job, they planting good seeds. They sowing seeds. They sowing seeds for their livelihood. They sowing seeds for their family. My God, because it always comes to a time to no matter where you at or where you're going, if tough decisions got to happen, you don't know what's going on behind them doors. You don't know that job that you feel as though you feel comfortably in, you feel safe in, you feel all that in. You don't know what's going on behind them doors, why they trying to work against you, my God, to end you. Don't get so deep thinking you not replaceable, that you irreplaceable. Don't get so deep in thinking, you know, thinking this. Let me tell you something, saints of God. When you up under the people care, you up under the people job description, they're playing and different things like that, you got to understand something. Everything is you have a foundation where it's self-will. It's your decision. It's your decision which way you want to go. Even in the Bible, it's just like that. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. God don't make you serve him. God don't make us serve him. He don't use no control practice. He doesn't make us, my not God, and tell you, you better choose salvation. No, we choose salvation on our own. We accepted him as our personal savior on our own. That was our decision that we made. Ain't nobody control us. Same thing in a work scenario. And that'd be the enemy trying to get the individual making you all think, making you think that, hey, you got this. You got this locked in because God did. I don't know. If these people decide on their job that they're built up and that they put in the sacrifice, that they put in the time and the work on it, that they don't need you no more, they're going to come tell you, hey, I don't need you no more. God going to honor it. But one thing about being in the right place with God, when one door shut, God got another door open. That's a shout moment right there. That's a shout moment right there. When one door shut, another door will open. That's a shout moment right there. So who I want to be in, who I want to trust, which individual I want to trust in, I want to trust in the Lord. I want to make sure I'm on that schedule. I want to make sure I'm walking with my platoon. I want to make sure, because guess what? This ain't promised to me. But what's promised to me is just being in the perfect will of the Lord. What's promised to me is just walking in order, having a structure in my life. That way I can keep receiving the residual. I can keep receiving the blessing, not coming from my 9-to-5. My God, God using my 9-to-5 to bless me, but my blessing is coming from the Lord. And just in case the 9-to-5 want to do something to shut me down, to let me go, or they cannot, because business happening, they went belly up, and it's none of their control, and we all is laid off. Guess what? Because I trust him to the Lord, and my walk is with the Lord, and my structure, my God Almighty, is prayer, and I walk in the order of the Lord, and I walk in order with the Lord. When one door shut, another door, my God, y'all about to help me here this morning, another door open. But that other door cannot never open with the Lord if I'm not in his will. Saints of God, and I hope there's a whole bunch of you listening to me all over the world. Tomorrow is your Sunday service. You need to go to your church with a different attitude. You need to go to your church not with the rebellion spirit. Amen. They say lift your hands, you can't live, you're all stubborn. The pastor, my God Almighty, they say pray, let's pray, you can't pray. Let's read the scripture. I'm tired of reading the scripture. Please stand. I'm tired of standing. Well, we got a fasting coming up. Well, here we go again. This is, it's just a so-and-so. I always want to fast. Well, we want to meet with you all. Oh, y'all always want to meet somewhere. Amen. Stop cursing your life, because the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than break it. Y'all hear me? It's better not to, my God, it's better not, and you do not keep it. Don't curse your life. Don't walk in the spirit of rebellion. Don't allow the spirit of the witch to come in, into in to help and to touch everything around you. It using some of you, it using you in your body to go and touch everything in your life. It using you to touch your finances. It using you to touch your health. It using you to touch your mind. You got to break this. You got to get out of this. And I'm telling you right now, so you can continue to excel into the things of the living God, so you can continue to move. So therefore, in the name of Jesus, I come against the rebellion like spirit, the spirit that doesn't want to have order, the spirit that come and tell us we can do this, we can do that, and that is perfect and fine, but God don't call this, and God don't call a specific date, God don't call a specific time, God don't call a specific order, God don't call a specific movement, but the spirit is telling us, long as we got to do this, long as you did this, God will understand. I'll come against that spirit that is attacking the body of Christ, that spirit that is using individuals that is in the body of Christ, just to sell, my God, to be mediocre. In the name of Jesus, we come against that rebellion spirit. We come against that, my God, that witch-like spirit. We come against right now, in the name of Jesus, my God, we release into our life, into our church, into our mind, structure and order, the will of the Lord, the footsteps of the Lord, and every platoon that in our connectness of with different rank officers that is in our platoon, that my God, get the instructions from God to bring it back to the platoon. God, help us, help our flesh, teach our flesh to line up with the structure, to line up with the order, in the name of Jesus, because we can get our prayer life in another place, our worship in another place, our youth could go in another place with the support of the family, our men to go in another place with the support and the unity of the family, our women could go in another place with the support and the unity of the women, our mothers could go into another place with the support and the unity of the other mothers, our deacons could go in another place with the support, my God, and the unity of the other deacons. It's time for the church begin to close these doors on the rebellion spirit, having our own walk, having our own direction. I rebuke the spirit that calls an individual not to trust, my God, to get over that hurt. In the name of Jesus, I command you to let it go in the name of Jesus, for you can walk in water, for you can walk with your platoon, for you can walk with the movement of your church or of your family. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit making you think that tomorrow is promised to you, that your job is promised to you, that it's God's will, that I'm going to be here and all of that. My God, in the name of Jesus, you got to trust into the Lord. You trust into the Lord, only the Lord, thy God, for everything that you have, for everything that you're receiving, for everything that is going on in your life, for everything. In the name of Jesus, you trust into the Lord. Saints of God, you got to understand something. Man has the ability, because of Pastor Smith is on the phone, and Pastor Smith built up a business, and he built up a mega-million-dollar business that he's supplying jobs to individuals all over the world, to individuals, thousands of individuals. I don't know why I'm going this way this morning, my goodness, but I feel the tugging of the Holy Ghost. He has the ability, and also he has the decisions to where he's a man of God, to where God has to, where God will honor. Because he got to come in, may probably come to a time where he got to make tough decisions. Tough decision, because there's no more supply. It's no more supply and demand for, my God, the product that he got to offer. And it comes to that decision to where he got to come to individuals, to say, you know what, I got to let you go. You got to move on. I'm sorry, but we got to let you go. Now you're upset because you, God done told you that that is your job and you ain't going to go nowhere, you're going to be there. Now you're upset. See, one thing about it, saints of God, you got to understand that when an individual, what an individual built up, they have the power and they have control to make decisions. That's why the Lord asks us and petition us in the word of God to pray for our local government. Because of their position, because of their authority, they have the power to make certain decisions to affect all of us. Amen. But guess what? It happened like that in Florida. Nassau. Nassau, educated individual just been laid off. Say, no, we're suspending this program here in Florida. It happened like that. My God Almighty, dealing with Georgia Power. Banks and so many distribution banks in different places. My God, they had to shut down. Do you believe all these people were sinners? They were just out in the world partying, and the judgment of God that came upon their life. I would not say that, and I would not believe that for one minute. I'm pretty sure that it was some strong believers, strong individuals that was engaging into God, strong believers that believe in God for their family, walk with a faithful walk. I truly believe that. One thing I know about them individuals, when one door shut, another door opened. Many of you, you have a blessing of walking into your local church today, but you don't see the blessing. Because you are not getting something deposited in your bank account, you don't see the physical right now. You don't see the physical because you don't get a check that somebody's going to hand it to from them to you every week and pass it out to you. You don't see the physical right now. But you are getting a check. You are getting a check for something because you're going to encounter into things that money cannot buy. You're going to encounter into things that money do not have no control. You're going to encounter into things that you're going to need the Lord, thy God. And that's a perfect time to cash your check. Saints of God, let's get a different mentality and different mindset. You might come in case with individuals tomorrow in your local places of worship or today in your local places of worship. And they probably feel like they don't want to be favored. They always got something to say. Don't got something to say then. You be the one to take leadership of that individual and just let that individual know it's time for us to try something different. We don't try it this way all our time. We don't been here months and weeks and gumbling and mumbling. Where did it get us? Nowhere. Our health is steady going down. Our life is steady going down. Our finances still have not changed. It's something to walk with the Lord. But don't receive any blessing because you don't know who he is. Who do you say I am? Some say you the carpenter. Some say you this. Some say you that. But who do you say that I am? You can walk with the Lord for a long time, but you never know who he is. Why? Because you are still on your own regimen. You're not on his steps and you're not in his walk. So you cannot see the beauty if you want to do things on your own. Follow your platoon. Follow the troops. Let's turn things around and let this enemy know that your time of breaking up church families, your time breaking up movements, your time separating different men of God and dismantle, your time is over because we're going to stay with our platoon. And the moment the enemy comes, we're going to get back to back, my God Almighty, and we're going to begin to watch each other back and shoot when we need to shoot. I thank God for each and every one of you this morning. We bless God for you. But I'm telling you right now, the rebellion and that spirit of that witch has to come out of the body of Christ. And the only way it's going to come out of the body of Christ, we got to reveal to you where it comes in. We got to give you understanding for you can pretty much know. It has to come out of the body of Christ. Let's walk in obedience. When you come in and you are stepping, you say, hey, I want to be a part of this ministry in your local church, amen. You are stepping the rules and regulation. You are stepping, my God, when the church say fast, you fast. When the church say pray, you pray. When the church say, hey, I need all of you all, let's meet up this way, you are stepping the rules and regulation. You are stepping that movement. Don't let the enemy make you fool. Like you could take this and you don't have to take that, and you still could reign and still things could be all right. You hope you open the door in your life for the enemy could come in and tear everything up. And you're trying to figure out what's going on, and you're still singing, you're still jumping, you're still praising God, you're still in your local church, you're still doing many of things. But the enemy done came in. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm challenging each and every one of you this morning. Let's begin to change our mind. Let's begin to change the way we're thinking. Let's get out of this. Somebody trying to control our life. Somebody trying to tell you what to do. Nobody can control your life. You have the power and destiny of your own. You make your own decisions. But in order to walk with the Lord, in order for us to attain different things, we do have to have structure. We do have to have order. We do have to line up with what the Word of God says. Obey the ones have rules, have rulership over you. That's person in leadership. That's individual. If you're going to be successful, somebody going to always be over you. Somebody always going to have rulership over you. And if you don't know how to submit, and if you are not willing to operate in the structure, you're going to get what could be a blessing for you, going to end up turning into a curse to work against you. Let's choose this day, saints of God, to walk in order, to walk in peace, let's walk in harmony. That way we can begin to kill these different things in our life. These are the things that it's going to take regardless of who it is. It got to be me as it's for me as well and also for my house. These are the things it's going to take where we could continue to be blessed and we could see the blessings of the Lord in our life. Many of you say, wow, I didn't know that just that small thing. My God, it affected my life. Absolutely. It's better not to make a vow than make one, then don't keep it. Absolutely, it's happening. So therefore, says to God, we're challenging you, and I'm challenging you today to get your mind positioned right. When you go to your local church tomorrow and you go to or today, amen, you go with a new mindset. You go, you're ready to engage, even though, my God, you don't feel like it, even though you probably don't want to do certain things, amen, but you got to go there with the spirit of trust. If you don't go in there with the spirit of trust, but yet you committed to that platoon, all you're going to do is sabotage that platoon because you got some untrust issues. You're going to be a prey, a weak individual for the enemy to come and get you in your head. Imagine if you're in a platoon, then these individuals, you don't came in captivity. You don't got captured. You didn't trust your platoon anyways, and you got some top secret stuff. For the enemy to stay at bay, for the next movement, for the next plan where you're going to hit the enemy. And guess what? They come in and bring you in a room of interrogation. They interrogate you. They torture you. They ain't going to have to spend too much of time in it before you break because you never trusted your platoon anyways. You never trusted your captain. So they ain't going to be able to have much time to break, and you give up the next movement, you give up the next secret, you give up the next thing for they could take out your platoon members, the same platoon. Same crew that when they were shooting at you, they protecting you. When they were trying to, when the enemy came in like a flood, they locked arms with you, and y'all all lift up a standard against him. Let's get out of this trust. Let's get out of this place where we don't trust. I can't see this. I can't see that. I don't trust this decision. I don't trust that decision. I don't trust. Maybe you are the product, and you having a door for the enemy to come in and take control of your life to take you out. Let's shut these doors. Let's walk in unity. Let's walk in structure. Let's walk in love. Of course, it's going to be a challenge. The spiritual realm, it's supposed to be a challenge. God's going to continue the challenge where you can keep growing and keep coming up higher because he never wants us to stay in the same place. He always see improvement. He always see growth. There's always different things that we could continue doing and continue to press. I challenge you all. Let's begin to put our trust into the Lord, and let's begin to trust who God positioned as leaders, for they could continue to do the job of Christ, and we could continue to walk with them. God bless you all. We'll see you back here, my God Almighty, once again, interceding in the Holy Ghost. My God, we'll see you back here Monday at 7 a.m., and also we'll be back also Monday at 7 p.m. I thank God for you all. Go to your local church. Make the devil mad. Make the haters mad. Y'all go and allow the Spirit of God to take over and allow the Spirit of God to shipwreck the place because your mind is repositioned differently. You ready to get on one accord. You ready to make these these things work. I'm sick and tired of individuals. I'm sick and tired of the enemy making individuals to run from their local place. No, you stand and you go there and you pray for your leaders. You pray for your pastor. You pray for different ones and you rebuke and you pull it down regardless of what. Stay in the fight. When you stay in the fight, you're going to get ready to receive this reward. Love you all. Love you, ADM family. God bless you all. Let's keep pushing. We're going to keep raising hell on the enemy, exposing his doors, shutting the doors, strategizing and everything else. Because why? God got a set place and a set timing for us to be. God bless you all. We'll see you Monday morning. God bless you.